Pasuk says, "Vasili Mikdash Tovkov Pei." We start from this paragraph. I'm saying, we'll just do a bit of the paragraph and talk it out because it's spread over the whole. He discusses it a lot in the parasha. V'zeh v'asili Mikdash. This is Pshat v'asili Mikdash. Li hu atzmusa yisborach. So li, whenever we talk about li, v'asili Mikdash, li means atzmusa yisborach. Shehu kaviyachol shoychem b'Yisrael. Karen
is the horns. The horns on either side. So on the word Yisrael, what are the horns of the word Yisrael?
Li.
The Yud and the Lamed, which is Li. And that was Nistalik. So that was the Shazaya Kavanas Balak Shashit Avatsmin Bilam Obigish Lachar Ali. Shadide Klovis Bekoyach Anochash Kesem Yose Oisis Li Misrael Chas V'Shalom. Kol Zelahila Bifneim Kvechashvim Kiloi Nachash Biyak Lekesem Bisrael. But Gam Biyom Ma'evish Lemeim Mitzurim Gam Oz Hashem Elekov Imoy. Yesh Bekoyach Gam Oz Ledabek Atzmo Bishmo Yisbarach Besiach and Imoy Beachtes Gomor. It's a very, very big Yisadis. Klal Yisrael, the Li is the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. The Li is the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Li Roish. Bilam, the riches of Bilam is that he wanted to go into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. In other words, there are Oivim, there are Soinim, there are enemies that are interested in the Shoresh. They want to hack, they want to bang, they want to. Because Bam is only one big Soine who is trying to go into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. And that's Amalek. Benarach now, well, not the Soinim, but you do add Svarim that. Hashem Shmuel says that Bilam and Balak, so besides the base and the Lamed, so Bilam is Ein Mem and Balak is Lamed Kof, it's Amalek. And they're working together with the Bechina of Amalek to go into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. And this you see from the parasha that Balak realized that he's got to try and uproot the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. And this you see the Romans in Rashi HaKadosh. Rashi HaKadosh, Rashi says, why did he go, Ma ra Moav little Eitzim Midyan? Why was he little Eitzim Midyan? Kim Shiroz Yisrael Noitzchim Shloikim in a Goylo. He saw Kadosh Rabbi Menetzeach Shloikim in a Goylo. Omer they said, Manhigam Shloilu be Midyan is Gadl. They said that the Manhigam Shloilu was Nisgadl in Midyan. So Nishal Mehem, we're going to ask them, Ma Midase. So what do you say? Why did he go to Midyan? Because the Shoresh is a Midian. Manhigam Eilu, he grew up a Midian. We have to go back to go into the Shoresh, we have to go into the core. So Amu Lehem, Ein Koicha Ela Bepid. Amu Raf Amu, Nova Elein Ba'odam She Koicha Bepid. Here's a big Yisod. They're going to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to the Bechina Shoresh. The Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is Bepet. How do you know the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is Bepe? It says, Akol Kol Yaakov, Eidam Yidei Yisrael. So Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is the Koil, is the Pe. So they're going to try, Zeh Lo Mazeh, Bilam, that's why the whole Inyan is, the whole Inyan of using the Pe. Balak wants Bilam, because Bilam's got the Koil of Pe, he wants that Koil of Pe to go into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael and trying to be Oika, the thing of Pe. And that's why you see the Moshe Lefita, you see Rashi and Mechlal. You see that his pit was machshel him. Instead of giving klolis, he gave brachas. Rashi that says gamma line of where Rashi is. Piv hichshi lasoi. His pit was machshel him. Once you You want to get to the Shoresh, you want to get into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, and their coils repair, you can't get into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. You can't get into the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. Your pair is completely destroyed. You do up in the same Yitzhak, the pair, and the Yisod is the same as Bris Mila and Bris Apek. Bilam was the biggest manuvel in the Yanam of Kedusha. He did the worst types of arroyas that human beings didn't do. And so maybe his pairs, the terrible pairs, the pair that's got no koyach of mind, no koyach whatsoever. Other Rabbah. Always means whenever there's a vayapach, it's always to show that. It's always to show if you think you've got an achiza in something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you how you mamshin it. Your achiza is lo matchil v'no nigmar. There's nothing there b'chlal. In other words, you push somebody or you close his mouth, you don't let him speak. So that you're not showing he doesn't have a koyach apeh. But when you let the guy speak, and the opposite comes out, so then that's showing that he's got mamshin no shayachas. Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kilu kaviyachal playing around. He's got no shayches to the whole union. So maybe this is going to the bechinah of shor, the shorish of Klal Yisrael. This shorish of Klal Yisrael is the Yisrael, which is the li of Yisrael. The li comes from, he says in the later piece, it also comes from the bechinah of Re'eh Mekodesh, it's li. Re'eh Mekodesh li means, Tosfos says in Kedushin, Asa la'akul alma kehektish. The whole musug of Re'eh Mekodesh is li. Was the musig the asla kulamen? It's just me, just the chasna kala, just him and her. There's nobody else. Nobody else is allowed to get anywhere near there. So all the people that try to be ma'oyret to be poigim klal Yisrael b'sharoshim, they're trying to be poigim klal Yisrael in a mokum where nobody else is allowed to be there. You're b'chal not allowed to be there. B'chal. That shayrish of klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and klal Yisrael become the mekodeshes li. That's the inyan of the inyan of Beis Hamikdash, also the Mikdash. Because Chasan and Kala, they get married, need a dira. They need a dira. The Beis Hamikdash is the dira, like Kodesh Baruch Hu's Messiah, the Kodesh Yisrael. Yichud means just Kodesh Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Vedak. Who gave Yaakov Avinu the name Yisrael? The Malach of Esau. Malach of Esav was the Malach that Kilu tried to show that he can also get somewhere in between Yaakovinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw that Yaakovinu, you can't even get anywhere between Yaakovinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it was Nizgala that Klal Yisrael, you can't get to that Shoresh, because that Shoresh is a Cheder Yichud. You can't go into that. You can't go into that Cheder Yichud. That's when he changed his name to. That's when he changed his name to Yisrael. Straight after the Melchama with Yaakov and Esav, it says. Vayisa Yaakov Sukkosa, even like Bais Mekneyos Sukkos, whatever Sukkos. Sukkos is the Yom Tov Kilo. The Bechinas is the Bechinah of the Shem Yisrael. Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Sukkos. Namish Kol Yisrael Yeshu Sukkah Achas. Sukkah was a Bechinah Nana Kovod. Nana Kovod was Lafuki the rest of the world. Also like Kulamik Ekdush. And Nana Kovod was like a big Yichud, like a big Cheder Yichud. Nobody else was allowed in. So after Yaakovinu got the Li Roish, after his name was changed from Yisrael to Li Roish, then it was Nizgala Klal Yisrael's Dag of Li, that they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'achdus Hagdoma, like he says over here, Li U'atzmus Yisbaruch Shu Kaveich HaShoichem Yisrael. That's the Bechen of Sukkos, called Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. So Meila, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to be Mo'ira to go to the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. To go to the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, also there's a dibur, you have to say, Arei Av Mekodesh Es Li, Chas Nekala, Arei Av Mekodesh Es Li, Kadas, Moshe, Yisrael. Moshe, Yisrael, you've got to say the name Yisrael, because this Kedushin is better than the Shoresh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us. Yisrael is Li Roish. The same Arei Av Mekodesh Es Li that Chasin is doing to the Kala is the dogma of the Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael, which is the Li Roish, which is our Kedushin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Meila, that was the Rishus of Bilam. He's using the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, with the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bechin of the Bechin of Dibor. The Bechin of the Dibor. It's the Bechin of Kol Kol Yaakov. And he was going to come with his Dibor. That was the plan of Zelo Mazeh with Kol Kol Dibor.
that's so it showed that even Bilam tried to bring korbanos. All the inyonim that get us back to the shayrish, the whole inyon of a korban is yodua, that it takes everything back to the shayrish. The ish goes back to ish mayim ruach afav. The whole inyon of being makar of a korban is to be machze everything to the bechin of shayrish. Since the mishkan, the bais hamikdash, was that mokum of li with klal yisrael connected to that shayrish, that's the bechin of korbanos. So meila uadin, he also brought up korbanos. He's trying to climb up to the bechin of to the bechin of li, to the bechin of shayrish. There, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's closest connection to Klal Yisrael is. In Vayikra, Rashi beginning of Vayikra, to Moshe it's a Loshon Chibur. To Bilam it's a Bechinus Tumah. There's no bigger Tumah that somebody rushes into a Yichidu. Or somebody rushes into Chasna Kala's bedroom. Kilu, there's no greater kilka, there's no greater tumma and pigam in that. So the Bissam English was a mokum of chibah. It's a chibah between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. Bilam is trying to get into that. There's no greater tumma than that. There's no greater immorality in somebody like in the times of the Yevonim. Every kala to be boil and egmoy and techila. So this Otatok, she's getting married today. This is the kala. That's what Bilam was trying to do, to get into that nakuda where it's only us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest tumor. There, over there, at the beginning, Rashi, the beginning of Yikra, Rashi there, bringing of Yikra, brings down that nakuda. That Moshe Rabbeinu is a Lashon Chiva, and by Bilam it's a Lashon tumor. It was three miles ki Bilam when there's a Bissamigla, when there's Korbanos. Is that the best of Tuma? That's the Loshon of Tuma. So all this of Shchut Echutz, Pshat is the Korbanos, is a way of going back to Hashem. That's also Li Mikdash, that's Shaykh to the Li Mikdash. Someone tries to get into that Li, because then he's in trouble. That's the greatest Tuma. Saying here that even in, he says the chizuk, even in the Yimei Mitzorim, nevertheless a yid can still afal bi shechata Yisrael, even though a yid is chayta, he's still called Yisrael, means he still got shayachas to that bechin of li, still got shayachas to the bechin of li. The whole fight is the Yaakov in Esav. But once we got the shem Yisrael, is afal bi shechata Yisrael. Yeah, I mean that's like a sum up of quite a few pieces, quite a few of the shtiklis in this week's parasha. So the Osan said to Bilam. The Osan said to be the Lomen Lomazay Kisani Zer Shalosh Rugalim. Shalosh Rugalim is a Foshim Asim, Ask Rashi why was being Mechiach, the Indian Dafka, the Indian of Shalosh Rugalim? What's the Indian of Shalosh Rugalim? Why are you trying to be Oiker, Umma, Chagega Shalosh Rugalim? That's the whole Nakuda, the Rugalim. The whole Nakuda, the Rugalim is the Yom Tov, the Gimel Rugalim, Klal Yisrael came to the Bais HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael were discussing themselves back to the Bechin of Osir Limigdash. Bilam was trying to interfere. Bilam was trying to get into that Nakuda of getting into that. Now, Kolzman Klal Yisrael Mefitzach Bekedusha. Kolzman Klal Yisrael, in other words, Kolzman down here, the Zivuk between Ish V'Ishto is Beseda, and that's a Gilui of the Li between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe Zid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe therefore Bilam hasn't got any knisa into the shayrish. Chas v'shalom, if he can cause a pigam in Bein Ish V'Ishtei down here, so then chas v'shalom he has a knisa into causing a pigam chas v'shalom in the deeper connection in that li. When did he change? When did he decide that he can't be mekallelim? When he saw them being shoychem neshvatov, as Rashi say, Rosh ein pischem mechavanim zeh bzeh. When he saw that Yiddishkeit aharei mekadeshes liyis v'istav to zayin, so then he realized that he can only be mevarach. And that was a terrible zach. That was a terrible zach at the end of the parsha. That he's machshelam with the bnei smoyev. When he's machshelam with the bnei smoyev, there are two averes over there. There's an aver znus, and the aver znus caused aver avedazar. So you do at znus and avedazar is mamish tezelu mazeh. Avedazar is poigim in the lee between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and znus is poigim in the lee down here. So Rabbi Machshel Klal Yisrael, yochalam liznus of bnei smoyev. So the Klal Yisrael machshel Klal Yisrael in the mechinas lee down here. That caused a pigam when he was able to be machshel achmon aslan klal yisrael to be ma'arer on the lee between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And that chas v'shalom there, the danger was where could chas v'shalom go all the way to the shayrish over there. Because you see, by avodah zarah, the moshul, the person loses the shem yisrael. So losing the Shem Yisrael means that the Li of Yisrael is nostalgic, and that's what Avodah Zarah does. So that's how a person is Avodah Zarah, that's the Chalal Yisrael. So Meila, therefore, he was trying to do that the whole parasha, and his atzlocha, Achmon Atzlon, was at the end of the parasha where he was Ma'ara on the Li down here, which caused an error on the Li between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there they broke out, where the terrible Magif. So the days of the Yemei Mitzorim are days where a person has to be mechazik, the inin of lead, the inin of feeling our shidduch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling kilo not betraying the lead, keep feeling shvisa shel and ektisom, and feeling in yonim that make us feel that no one else can get it. To try to feel to the best of our ability the b'chin of a ched yichud between us and a Kodesh Baruch. Not going hefka. Before there was kedushin, it was hefka. Before kedushin, there was a matzav of hefka. The whole mitzvah of kedushin comes like fuki. There shouldn't be a matzav of hefka. It should be a matzav of ish v'ishtay. Bilam was the b'chin of Hefka. He broke up the whole inyan. He broke up all every different type of geder that there is, every different type of siog that there is. And Bilam broke them. He was poyrets gidra shalayla. So it's mistayef to a lot of other inyanim. It says that when the Yidim went up to the Gimel Rogalim, it says v'liyachmed yishisar tzachor. Etzem is the Moedik Sakona. The whole Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael and converges on Yerushalayim. Where you can't have an Eretz Dachas, which is by Sapa, which is by a border. Why? Because you're giving the Goyim Jews Israel to come into Eretz Yisrael, and here the whole Eretz Yisrael is empty except for Yerushalayim. And the fact is, when the Yidin came to Oyla the Regal, so the Yidin were coming into the Li. The whole Klal Yisrael was coming together to that Li, to that Bechin of Eretz Mekodeshes Li, which is shaykh between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And made them that it's also like kul alma. It's out of boundary. No goy can tread into it. Can tread into Eretz Yisrael. It's not a matzav where there can be infiltration. It's a matzav of this is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole thing is locked in now. Nobody's going to come. There won't be anybody getting in between. When you're oisak in a lidik a matzav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nobody else there. Nobody else there is the haftocha of the Yachmed Shazatzach. It's all about of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Asher Tzicha Metz and Shrein Vesa Bodom. So that's Kilu that we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'ilach Alehim Achim. That's the greatest betrayal. And the last of the Asayas Adibris is the Sachmoy. Person has to remain focused. Person has to remain focused that he's in the Cheder Yichud. He's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. presence that Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what gave us the feeling, that Yimun Ragonim gave us that feeling. So we had a bilum of the chutzpah to try to be Oikon Umel, who's Chagegas Yimun Ragonim. To focus, we have to try to rechazik the inin of li, in an masa li mikdash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, hope pagam of chorban Beis Hamikdash is where we don't have that li, we don't feel we're in a cheder yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Discussed many times that the whole inin of the cheder yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the inin of. I think he says it one of these pieces over here. Is the inin of the Torah. Because right? you do the luchas was the kiddush, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? Because the luchas is the kedusha. So the luchas was the Ariyah Mekadesh's li. So the Torah is the li. Right, the Torah is the ring. The Torah is the one that chos makes the kedusha between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From there is the mistayef, the whole pegam of learning Torah shaloi lishma. A person learns Torah shaloi lishma is he's bringing somebody in. He's bringing another machshava into the cheder yichud, you bring another machshava into the kiddushin, and the whole matzav of kiddushin is also like kul alma kekdush. What are you thinking of kul alma now for? Now you're involved with the chasan and kala kodesh baruch hu and us. Minayin when a parakar, minayin shafalechad sheyesh v'ayisim tosh hashchinu shayna kenek v'ayim. Learning Torah, it's a matzav of us facing a kodesh baruch hu. So no one else is allowed there. That's the whole pagam. That's the whole bach shle baruch hu b'tayr tchila. The whole pagam of shle baruch hu b'tayr tchila was how gufa that pagam. But we're learning Torah, not l'shem shemayim, like the bach says. What's the vort of biches ha-mitzvus? The whole vort of biches ha-mitzvus is that you makasha the mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who do mitzvahs for all different reasons. No, baruch atah shem ha-shek, l'shon u'mtsoy so b'tzimun. That's why we're doing the mitzvah. A mitzvah, a birchas a mitzvah, why do you make a bracha over lasiyasan? Because before you do the mitzvah, you've got to make sure that you focus the mitzvah is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zman Hashem. Birchas a Torah is the Kiddushin itself. After this Torah, then now you can, then this birchas a mitzvah, but the Torah is the Kiddushin itself. So the birchas a Torah is a deraisa. And if you don't remember the birchas haTorah, so there is, this is the bracha. It's like saying I'm making a kiddushim, I'm making a cheder yichud for the public. It's a tata desasri. Shlebocha b'Torah tchila is a tata desasri. The whole Torah is the kiddushim, is the osla kul alma, is that there's only focus, is lishma, the whole inyan is lishma. So if you learn Torah shelo lishma, you're ma'arer on the whole. The Ma'ara and the Kiddushin. And the Bracha is what sets it all in place. So Meila, the Semilash was destroyed, Shle Bracha B'Torah Tchila. That's the Pagam of Shle Bracha B'Torah Tchila. The Kesher of Torah and Tefillah, Toivo Alecha Yaakim, Mishkan Asachi Yisrael, is Bati Knesis, Bati Medrashis, where we sit and learn Torah. But the Knesis is the place where we make the brachas, the place where we daven, the place where we make the brachas. Tziruf of Bati Knesis, Bati Medrashis, is the focus of Kilu Torah, learning Torah Lishma. Learning Torah with brachas. That's all Asili Limran, Asili Mikdash, Yilishmi. Our name says that Ikhli Truma, Truma's Torah Mem. For the mitzvah of the Mishkan, Ikhli Truma means Kodesh Shayt Venelibai. The whole Mishkan is based on the Indian of Torah. The whole Mishkan is based on the Inyan of Torah. Torah is the Bechin of Lishma. Lishma is Li Lishmi. So that was the Begum of the Chor Beis Hamikdash. That they learned Torah Shalai Lishma. The whole Inyan of the end of the Gemara Sukkah. Sukkah is Masech, he finished the thing. So at the end of Sukkah, the story then the Sukkah is Miriam Bas Bilga. What was her pegama? Miriam Bas Bilga, what did she do? She married a Yevani. She was Mazalzel, a Beis Hamikdash. So pegam in Nisuin, so pegam in Ishus. He said the whole Indian of Sukkah is Sukkah was the Chedah Yichud. The Anana Kovet was the Chedah Yichud. Kol Ezrach B'Israel, it was the Li. Kol Ezrach B'Israel, it's the Li. The Sukkah is the Li, the Chedah Yichud. Tvinas and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hey, she brought somebody else in. It's the same. That's the same pegam. It's a terrible pegam to bring somebody into the yichud. Bring a goy into the Beis Hamikdash. That was the whole chel Hashem of the goyim. Timur is hechel. It's hechel kachecha. Tama the hechel kachecha. They broke into it. They did a virus in a mokem, which Kali Yisrael's misachid with Hakadosh Baruch. That's the biggest bigida.
Nesayim for the guy in the Barishim gave the mitzvah
Sukkah.
Chayi Yichud is hot for us. Doesn't care. We don't mind.
You want?
We don't mind if our Chayi Yichud is hot.
That's right. We're not Masich Das. I don't realize what's going on. More there about the Chorban HaBayis talks about what happened. There was a group of Yidden, the whole Gemara, they're not demon, they had a lot of food and a lot to keep Kali Yisrael going for a long time. And then the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's nephew, was it? He decided, no, we have to go and fight. Shagas. Fighting is Yidai Midei Esav. You got no Shairish? Calls on your dovak to your Shairish. So, damn to Rabban Shalaynam. Maybe you could be winning against the enemy. When they were Megala, that they want to fight. So then they were Megala. Megala, they want to fight, then they were Megala, that they've lost the Kiddush HaSushan, they're going away from their Shairish. Even when the Eden had to fight, it was always Mistakla Klapimal, Mishaldon is Liba Labib Shoshim Shemaim. Even when you need to use the Yadayim, it's got to be the Yadayim together with the Rosh. So Hashem says, Sichan and Oig, connect the Tefillin Shel Yad, connect the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The reason why the Rokel Goyim, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lech V'Yorim Mecha, they're scared when they see Tefillin is because Pshat's Tefillin shows that we got Yadayim and we got a Rosh. We're not just fighting with Yadayim, we got a Rosh. Tefillin Shel Rosh, that's the Li Rosh, that's the Yisrael. What's the tefillin? The kesher, the chibur, Shema Yisrael Hashem in our tefillin, Shema Yisrael Hashem Rakein Hashem Echad, Gemara Beginning of Brachas. And in Hashem's tefillin it says, Ata Echad Hashemchach, Mikam Chisrael Goy Echad Baretz. It's the kedushin between us and HaKadosh Baruch. The tefillin is the kedushin between us and HaKadosh Baruch. So when you wear the tefillin Shel Yad, the tefillin Shel Rosh, you become one with Hashem. So when you become one with Hashem, then the goyim must get. If you lose the Shorosh, you only put the Shel Yad. If you only have Yad, you only want to go with your Yadayim. So then it's dangerous. Then you're going against the Shorosh. Only Kozman was still Mechuba. Only Kozman was Mechuba to the Li of the thing. Mechuba always shows when Yidin Mim Natzeach, Mechuba that shows the Chelek of Yisrael Shabbayim. So the first Mechuba was the Mechuba of Yaakov, the son of Shel Esav. So the Nechama the Yaakov Tzayeshev that gave him the Shem Yisrael. That shows the Yaakovin was kalkulei tolei kalkulei on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gilui. That's good for the Gilui of that. Yaakovin who got the brachas called the kolkal Yaakov Yedayim Yedeis. Yaakovin is shayach to the brachas, shayach to the Hashpah. Bracha always means hamshacha from the makar. So that's the word. Called Yaakov Yedayim Yedei Esav. In other words, when Yaakov Avinu, he sometimes mislavish with Esav's Yedayim. He put the fur on, he felt him. The other is Esav's Nakuda.
But as long as there's a kol kol Yaakov, normally they say pshat a kol kol Yaakov, it's shayach to us. We die with the Esau. For the sometimes we have to fight. Sometimes you have to fight. But the word is, when you're mislabish, you have to know that when you're fighting, you're mislabish with the, you're mislabish with the Esau. Your matzav is the kol kol Yaakov. And you're mislabish into the Yadayim Yadayisav. That's how you have to go. That's how you have to go. That's what he was teaching. That's what he's teaching Yaakov. You have to find Melchama sometimes. As long as you know that your Ikka, as long as you know what your Shorish is, as long as you know what your Ikka is, as long as you know the Yadayim is, it's just the Hislabshus. But the Ikka Nakuda of yours is the Nakuda of a Kol Kol Yaakov.